Moncrief on News Talk.
It was billed as Magnus Carlsen versus the world. The chess grandmaster spent 46 days playing 143,000 people from around the world. So how does that work exactly? Ireland's only chess grandmaster, Alexander Bubrin, is here to explain. Alexander, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So how does it work?
People get suggestions from a panel of experts, and they vote on the moves. So I think they have about half a day to do that. And then Magnus Carlsen would receive the move, and he would have probably about a similar time to come up with his response.
Right. Okay. That's possibly why it took 46 days
yes.
to do that.
Yeah. It takes about, a day per move.
Yeah. Roughly. And so, so there's a panel of experts, and this 143,000 people are voting on what the options are.
Yes.
From the panel. Right. Okay. And so how many options could they give in any particular scenario?
I would imagine 4 or 5. This system has been tested before. There was a famous match, Kasparov versus the world, in 1999. And then there was a match of another world champion, Vishy Anand, 5 years later. So every time they had bigger and bigger audience. So I believe Kasparov had about 50,000 people playing, and Anand had 70,000+ people. So Magnus has doubled that. I suspect that if he played it during COVID, the numbers would be even higher.
Yes, one imagines so. But when Kasparov did it, that wasn't in the digital age.
It was already in chess. Chess programs were already very strong, which always brings this question whether people actually playing or they're just using consulting computers to kind of make up their mind. So I'm not sure how they do it nowadays, but that's obviously a kind of a question mark.
Yeah.
So Kasparov called his own game the most important game in history of chess, which I doubt. To me, it's a game between two people, what matters.
Yeah.
And but I see it as mostly kind of a good way to promote chess, to make it more visible in the media and a bit of fun.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I imagine, though, that as a game of chess, that this particular game wasn't particularly absorbing.
The last one was not. I think the game Kasparov played was very interesting, although quite long. This one was a little bit dull. I mean, it can happen that way. I don't think there was anyone to blame, but it just became rather technical. And Magnus Carlsen is the best technical player in history, but even he could not convert it, into a 4-point, small advantage.
So in the end, it was a draw.
It was a draw, yes.
Yeah. I don't know, would the chess world be happy with that? Or
probably quite happy, yeah. The other difference I should mention, that they played freestyle chess, or also called Fischer Random or Chess 960. So this is when the starting position is actually different from the classical orthodox setup. And Magnus is a big fan of this form of chess, and he is promoting it quite often. Mm. He, mind you, he is very good at normal chess as well. So he's competing right now in the tournament in Norway. And I believe yesterday he defeated the new world champion. So he is still, in my book, number one in the world.
Yeah, and freestyle chess, then, what way are the pieces set up on the board? Or does that vary from game to game?
That can vary. It depends, really. So I guess that you can either draw like a number and, pick it randomly, or you can agree on certain setups. There is also an interesting question whether the setup should be symmetrical. In other words, you select your pieces, I select mine, which could create a situation where one side would be a big favorite, for example. Mm. But it's very difficult to kind of guess correctly what changes, would be favorable. So
yeah. And so is chess then kind of adapting to kind of these new forms of
chess? Was always going through those stages. There was Capablanca about 200 years ago. He said chess is dead because he was bored with this, right? Then there was Fischer, then there was Karpov. But every time somebody else came on stage, and that somebody would win, defeat the former champion, the previous champion, and it would be a new round. So I think chess isn't quite dead in that sense, but there have been lots of adaptations. I remember seeing a book on the variants of chess, which was a pretty thick book, about 400 pages. The catch is it was published, I think, in the 18th century. So even back then, people were coming up with all kinds of versions of chess. For me, I like the canonic version best, but people always like to experiment.
The classic version hasn't gone away by any stretch of the map. And Carlson is Carlson still playing as much as ever? Is he perhaps a little bored with it now?
He is playing quite a lot. He declares quite clearly that he prefers a rapid chess when there is less time to think, faster time controls. He also likes Fischer Random Chess. So, but he plays like classical tournaments, like the one I mentioned in Norway. Mm. And so he's quite active still.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, but that was the world champion.
He defeated a very young 18-year-old Indian player, Gukesh D, who last year became the youngest world champion in history of the game.
Mm.
So,
and why wasn't Carlsen world champion?
He just simply got bored. To quote Kasparov, whom I mentioned, every world championship match takes 3 years of your time, of your life. And Magnus had already played five. So that's, he's 15 years older than his passport would suggest. So he said that's enough is enough.
Okay.
And that's fair enough, I think.
Yeah, it probably is. Alexander, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about that. It was Alexandra Barberin there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.